Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Darrell Ackerfelds. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting 8th. The left fielder, Ken Gerhardt. Batting 9th. The catcher, Floyd Rayford. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ken Dixon. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is called out on strikes. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight juggles the ball. That's an error on Knight. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Rayford and he is safe. Franco steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dwyer moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ackerfelds fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Orioles, 3. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Mike Griffin now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allenson bunts towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Jacoby moves to third. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a line drive towards third. Knight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Rayford and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Ackerfeld's, and towards Hinzo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dwyer moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Snyder moves to third. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken misplays the ball. That's an error on Ripken. Snyder scores. Jacoby moves to second. It's Indians, 5, Orioles, 5. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Allenson moves to second. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Jacoby scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-5, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Hinzo moves to second. John Habian now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sheets takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Don Gordon now pitching. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rayford takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to third. Sheets moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 5. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken strikes out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerhardt is hit by the pitch. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerhardt. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Gerhardt steals second. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rayford strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-4 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Rayford and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-6, Indians. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lynn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.